Masechta Shavuos, Daf Gimel, two lines from the bottom of that Beis and Beis at the beginning of the Gemara, and the Gemara is Michtei Tanu Mimakasolik Maishnah the Tani Shavuos, that since the Tana just learned Masechta's Makos, why is it that we continue with Masechta Shavuos? And Taisus at the top of the Amid points out Afagav the Kaimel Lo Nivetrei Masechta's Ein Seidel Mishnah Hani Milid Inyan Machlekes VaAchin Stam Shrebi Lishon Talmid VaMasechta's Al Seider Aval Achash Shonot Sidran Al Mechina Bav Yosa and Zuachazu. But certainly once they put it in a Seder, in the Shas, then certainly there is a Seder to the Masechtas. And our Gemara answers, Mishum de Toni, Chayiv al Roi Shtayim, Achas Mikan, Vachas Mikan. And we continue on Dav Gimel Amid Aleph, Vala Zokon Shtayim Mikan, Vishtayim Mikan, Vachas Milmato, Chodun Mechayiv Lotati, Tana Shvuah, Shtayim Shein Arbo. That since at the end of Perak Elohein Aleikin, where the Mishnah speaks about various different ways that someone is Chayiv Malkas, the Mishnah Dav Chof Amid Aleph speaks about to Issa for someone to be Maka Pasureshai, and as the Pasuk states, like Sakifa Pasureshchem, and the Mishnah teaches us that even if someone only receives one Asra and they cut off both of their payas, then there'll be Chayiv two sets of Malkiyos. And the Mishnah also teaches us that it's also for one to cut off their beard using a razor, and as the Pasuk states, like Sashas Pasakanecha, and the Mishnah teaches us that if someone has one Asra and they use a razor in order to cut and shave all 5 points as also the shave, although they were only over on one lav, but they'll still be chayiv 5 sets of malchus. And since that Mishnah discussed 2 different Yisurim where it was only one lav, and even so, one is chayiv multiple malchus, so therefore our Mishnah continues with a similar concept of Shvu Shtayim Shein Arba, which is similar to this idea. And now that we saw this Gemara, let us go back to the first Taisus in the Masechta at the top of that Beis Amid Aleph, where Taisus explains, Hadlei Pasach Hai Masechta Kol Kinuyei Shvuyes Kishvuyes, he the Pasach in Darman Nazir, just like the Masechta started in Darman Nazir, and Shavuos is very similar to those Masechtas. And Taisus explains, as we just saw in our Gemara, Mishum de Tana Mimakas Kasalik and Mepharish with Gemara, Hutzuk Luftayach Bishtaim Shein Arba. And Taisus explains that once we don't speak about Kinu Shavuos Kishavuos at the beginning of the Masechta, so the Tana doesn't mention it at a later point either. And our Gemara now continues, Maishna Hachad Tani Lulukulu, Maishna Gabi Tzir Shabbos, Umaris Negoyim, Dalek Tani Lulukulu. Why is it that our Masechta speaks about Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba and also speaks about Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, and those are relevant to our Masechta? And then the Tana mentions Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba and Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shein Arba, which are not relevant to our Masechta. And meanwhile, Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Negoyim, the Masechta only speaks about what's relevant for that Masechta, and Masechta Shabbos starts off Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, and Negoyim starts off Maris Negoyim Shtayim Shein Arba. And why did the Tana also mention agav that case the other cases as well? And in Shabbos and in Masechtas Negoyim we should have also mentioned all 4 halachos that we mentioned in our Mishnah. And the Gemara explains the difference between our Masechta and Masechta Shabbos and Masechtas Negoyim, as Amri Shvuos v'Yedias HaTumah deGabei HaDodi Ksivim v'Damin HaDodi B'Korban Oilav Yerid Tanulu Gabei HaDodi V'Aidi D'Tanatati Tanakulu, that since the dinim of Shvuos Bitoi and the dinim of Yedias HaTumah are going to be discussed in our Masechta, because the Torah speaks about both of these Pashas in Pashas Vayikra, and they're also similar to each other, as one who is over on a Shavuos Bitoi or on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedosha B'Shoigeg will be chayiv to bring a Korban Oilav Yerid, and therefore the Tana want to learn them together, and they're both brought in the same Masechta. And once we're going to mention 2 of these dinim, so therefore Aga both dinim, so we also mention Yetzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba and Maris Negoyim Shnayim Shein Arba. However, Masechta Shabbos, we're all the Tana is going to speak about is Yetzias HaShabbos, and none of the other cases of our Mishnah are relevant, so therefore we specifically speak about Yetzias HaShabbos and nothing else. And similarly in Masechtas Negoyim, where the subject of the entire Masechta will be about Negoyim and not about any of these other halachas, therefore once again the Tana only speaks about Negoyim and doesn't mention the dinim of Shavuos Bitoi or the din of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav or the din of Yetzias HaShabbos agav the din of Negoyim. And the Gemara continues and asks another question, Pasach B'Shavuos and Mefarash Yedias HaTumah, why is it that a Mishnah begins and discusses the din of Shavuos Bitoi and it states Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, and only afterward does it mention Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba? But when the Mishnah continues, the Mishnah doesn't discuss any dinim about Shavuos Bitoi, and instead the Mishnah focuses on the dinim of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. And as the Mishnah continued, as Sheyesh B'Yedia B'Tchilah B'Yedia B'Soif V'Halam B'Taim Harei Zeh Ba'Ur L'V'Yared, and the Gemara answers, Ayed Zutrim U'Layu Pasach Sharilu, Hadatani Shvuas in a few Shimlayu, that since only the first two prakim of our Masechta will discuss the dinim of Tumas Mikdash for Kedoshav, then the last six prakim of the Masechta will discuss dinim of Shvuas. So therefore, we begin and speak about all the dinim of Tumas Mikdash for Kedoshav, and only afterwards do we continue and discuss the dinim of Shvuas Pitoy and other Shvuas. And even though the dinim of Shvuas Pitoy is only in the third parak, however, the rest of the Masechta speaks about Shvuas Ha'idah, Shvuas HaPikadin, and Shvuas HaDayonim, and certainly that is more than the dinim of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. That is why our Mishnah continues and discusses all the dinim that are relevant to Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, and only after we finish the second parak do we continue and discuss dinim that are relevant to Shvuas. And Taisus at the top of that Beis Min Alef continues and asks, and why is it that our Mishnah actually mentions Shvuas Bitui prior to the din of Yedias HaTumah, if in Parshas Vayikra the din of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav is actually stated before the din of Shvuas Bitui? And as we know in Parak Hey, Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk states, Oy Nefesh HaShetiga B'chol Dover Tomei, Oy Benudelis Chai Tmei, etc., which are the Psukim of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. And only in Pasuk Dalet does the Pasuk continue, Oy Nefesh Kishi Shavu Levati B'Sfasayim Lahara Oy Lehetev, which is the Pasuk that's relevant to the din of Shvuas Bitui. And Taisus answers, V'Yishleima, the Shvuas Hu Ikka Masechta, that certainly Shvuas is the Ikka reason why this Masechta isn't said in the Zikun. The Besedi Yeshuas Kai, V'Agav Shvuas Tani Yediyah, is Meshum Degabe Hadodik Sivon Kirmim Farish V'Gemara, as really the dinam of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav should really be stated in Kachim and not in the Zikun. And the only reason why we actually mention the dinam of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav is only Agav, the dinam of Shvuas Bitoy, which is written right next to it in the Torah. And then Taisa states, Inami, Meshum Demil de Shvuas Ksivi B'Kura B'Resha, as Lamaisa, the Pasuk speaks about dinam of Shvuas prior to the dinam of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, as the first Pasuk in Parak Hey that discusses the dinam of Karban Oil V'Yairit states, V'Nefesh Kisechta V'Shamakal Olav Hu Eidei Roa Yada Im L'Yag V'Nasa Avoynoi, which is the halacha that's relevant to Shvuas Ha'idus, and therefore Mishnah starts off with dinam of Shvuas and only then continues to the dinam of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. And Taisus points out, V'Haid L'Pasuk B'Shvuas Ha'idus, and why ain't our Mishnah discuss Shvuas Ha'idus if that's the first one that's written in that Pasha, Mishum L'Lesbu Shtayim Shein Abba, as the dinam Shtayim Shein Abba doesn't apply, and therefore there would be no connection between Masechtas Makos and Masechtas Shvuas. Before we continue, let us point out a couple of points that Taisus makes. However, we won't go into it in great detail, as L'maisa this is not our sugya, as the first two points will be more relevant to the end of Masechtas Makos. Number one, Taisus on that Beis and Beis in Dibur Maschal Chayiv El Reish Shtayim points out that nearer the Afalgav the Al Zaka and Eine Chayiv El Betar, that although if someone cuts their beard, they will only be Oivan the Lav if they use a razor. It aminu repair basar makaris to be in a giluach sheish by a shchasa. However, bakafis harosh chayiv apim sprayim kein tar can amruch repair giluminim as he brings a raya from Masechtas Nazir. But I and other rishonim that are chaylik on this point of Taisus. And number two, in the top Taisus on Nav Gimel Mal Aleph, Taisus points out that although the Gemara Masechtas Makaris clearly taught us that benegeda isa bakafis harosh and someone cutting off their payas, the isa applies not only to the makif but also to the nikif. And Taisus states that the same would apply benegia shchasas hazakon, as Taisus states nearer the mashchus v'nishchas shneim chayobin k'moy bakafis harosh. And as the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Nazir, echad makif ve'echad nikif b'mashma ve'afagav the hasdim darish minichsiv leisakifu loshin rabim ve'gabi zokin k'siv leisashchus loshin yochid haksiv nami b'koyinim. However, in Parshas Emma the Taisus states lo yigalechu loshin rabim and v'yafinu me'adodi lin yigiluach sheish b'ashchus v'perek beis nazirim uv'gzeir shova to pa'as pa'as yafinu me'adodi perakamet kedushin uv'ahed yitani b'tisefta perakimul makis hamashchus pa'as zekani shel chaveri shneim chayovin. And Taisus continues v'asli yisol niyech lenochri l'hakif reishai l'hashchus zekani ayin shom. And Taisus also discusses if it's also to cut off the pace of a katoin and ayin Taisus diva maschol gabi adodi ksivu v'dami adodi, where Taisus bothered him taima gabi maris negoyim listi kulu the dami adodi b'karbon oilu v'yarid, that since Agamar stated that the reason why we had to say in our Mishnah the din of Shvuas Bitoy as well as the dinam of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav is because the damin adodi, as they are both b'chuy of a carbon oil of yared, so l'chur, the same svara should apply b'negei the din of negayim, as the carbon of a mitzvah is also an oil of yared. And Taisus answers v'yish leimed leisi b'dal adalas, that although it's true that there are two separate categories for a mitzvah, and if he's wealthy he'll bring kabanos, and if he's poor he'll bring birds, however there's not a third category of menachos, and therefore therefore it's not similar to the din of Shavuos Pitui and to the din of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. Tais continues, V'in Taima Mikol Mokon listen to Masis and Koyim Mitzias Shabbos keeping the Isu B'Dalas for Domei Tfeilu Shavuos. And Tais answers, V'yish Lema V'hani L'chapa V'hani L'achsher Ayin Shom. And Tais continues, in Diva Maskel Pasal B'Shavuos U'Mefar Shidias. Tais is bothered, why didn't the Gemara give a similar teretz to what the Gemara answered at the beginning of Masechtas Brachos? And Tais explains, V'lekel L'meima D'minod Es Solik M'Farish B'Risha D'Marius Negoyim Kasolik. As our Mishnah actually spoke about four categories, and the last halacha that we spoke about was Maris Negoyim, which this Masechta will not deal with at all, and therefore this teretz is not relevant in our Masechta. And when we learned the Mishnah, we already explained the next 10 lines of the Gemara, and the Gemara states Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba, when the Mishnah stated that there are two cases of Shvuahs which are found Mefurish in the Pasuk based on Limudim, there are another two which equals a total of four. So the two cases found in the Torah is L'Harah L'Hitiv, which is L'Haba, and as the Gemara states Sha'ichel V'Shalayichel, if someone makes a Shvuah that I will eat or that I will not eat, Shein Arba, and the two which are not Mefurish in the Pasuk, which we will learn from Limudim, are the two Shvuahs that are in the past and are the Sha'avar. For example, if someone makes a Shvuah Achalti that I did eat, or Shalayichalti or I did not eat, and similarly B'negei the second din of Mishnah B'negei Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, that the Chiyah to bring a Karban Eilu V'Yared is only Mefurish relevant to two different Yedias HaTumah. The other two Yedias HaTumah are only learned from a Joshua. And as the Gemara explained, the Shtayim Yedias Tumas Kodesh V'Yedias Tumas Mikdash, that the first two are where someone forgets that he's Tameh and he eats something that he knows is Hegdish, or he goes to the Beis HaMikdash and he knows that it's the Beis HaMikdash. And as Rashi states, Yedias Tumas Kodesh Shinalu Menu Yedias Tumah V'Achal Kodesh V'Yedias Tumah D'Mikdash Shinalu Menu Yedias Tumah V'Nichlis L'Mikdash. And as we know, after the Pasuk tells us that someone became Tameh, and as the Torah states, Oy Nefesh Ashetiga B'Chol Dava Tameh, etc., the Pasuk continues and states, V'Nelu Menu V'Yodo V'Ashem. And as our Gemara continues, Shein Arba Kodesh U'Mikdash, that if someone knows that he's Tameh, but he forgot that this piece of meat is Kodesh, or that he forgot that this is the Beis HaMikdash, so although it's not Mefurish in the Pasuk, the Mishnah teaches us, Shtayim Shein Arba, and you'd also be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared. And the Gemara continues to explain the third din of the Mishnah, Yitzir Shtabe Shtayim Shein Arba, Shtayim Vitzor Da Oni Vitzor Da Balabayas, Shein Arba, Hachnasa Da Oni Vachnasa Da Balabayas. And as we explained, that the Ikum Alocha that the Torah speaks about is when someone takes an item and is Moitzi it or removes it from Rishis Yochid into Rishis Rabim, and there are two possible ways to do that, and either the Oni did the Akir Anacha or the Asher did the full Akir Vanacha. And the additional two scenarios, well, though it's not Mefurish in the Torah, the same din would apply, and that is in the case of Achnasa, where someone takes something from Rishis Rabim and places it in a Rishis Yochid. And once again, this could be done in two different ways, as either the Oni, who is the person that's standing in the Rishis Rabim, could do the entire Malacha and could do the Akir Anacha and take something from Rishis Rabim and place it in the Rishis Yochid, or the entire Malacha could be done by the Asher that's standing in the Rishis Yochid, and he could bring an item from Rishis Rabim into Rishis Yochid and do both the Akira and the Anacha. And finally, the Gemara discusses the last case of a Mishnah of Maris Negoyim, Shnaim Shein Arba, and Shnaim refers to Se'is U'Baharis Shein Arba, Se'is V'Toldasa, Baharis V'Toldasa. As we will see later on, that when the Torah states Lashon Baharis, it refers to a white color that is Azaka Sheleg. When the Torah speaks about a Se'is, it's referring to a white color that is Kitzema Lavan. Then, since the Torah used Lashon Sepachas, which means something that is Tufel and something which is secondary, so we learn that there's going to be a color white that is secondary to each of these colors. And the secondary color to Baharis is Kesed HaHichol, and the secondary color to Se'is is Kekrein Be'a. The Gemara now continues that our Mishnah stated Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba, and we also mentioned Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba. And our Gemara now asks, Mani Masnisin, Loi Rabbi Shmo, V'loi Rabbi Kiva, that who is the Tad of our Mishnah, as a Mishnah doesn't seem to fit in with the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, and it doesn't seem to fit in with the Shita Rabbi Kiva. And as the Gemara explains, E Rabbi Shmuel, Ha'ame in Chayiv Ela Alasad Labai, that if our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Shmuel's Shita is, that the only time that one is Chayiv for bringing a carbon oil of Yared is only as the Pasuk states, Oy Nefesh Kishava Levati Besosayim, Lahara Ilahitiv, and it has to be a Shvuah that's in the future, and it can't be a Shvuah Laba, and one would not be Chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared on a Shvuah that he made that was relevant to the past. And we previously explained that when the Mishnah mentions Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba, Shtayim refers to Eichel V'Shalei Eichel, Shein Arba refers to Achalti V'Shalei Achalti, and Rabbi Shmuel doesn't agree that in the case of achalti v'shilo yachalti, that one will be chayev a carbon oil v'yarid. And as we will see when we learn the Mishnah daf chaf heim and aleph, we will see the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara continues and e Rabbi Kiva, and if you will say that the first case of a Mishnah of shvu shtayim shein arba fits in like the shita Rabbi Kiva, and maybe a Mishnah is going like the shita Rabbi Kiva, but that also can't be, as the shita Rabbi Kiva would not fit in with the second case of a Mishnah b'negeid din of yudias hatuma shtayim shein arba. And as we will see, then the Mishnah daf yudalam and aleph, there will be a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and our man Rabbi Kiva will hold al halam tumu chayiv, that one is only chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared only if he had halama that he is tamei. However, in chayiv al halam mikdash v'kadoshav, but if someone knows that they are tamei and they just forgot that this piece of meat is hegdish, or they forgot that this is the makom hamikdash, then the chayiv of bringing a carbon oil of yared would not apply. And we just explained that when a mishnah taught us yidias atum shtayim shein abar, shtayim is yidias tumas kodesh v'yidias tumas mikdash shein abar kodesh u'mikdash, and therefore the second case of a Mishnah cannot fit in like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. And before we continue, let us point out that on Daf Dal and Amin Aleph, the Gemara will actually state that in the Chanami, our Mishnah is not completely like Rabbi Shmuel and not completely like Rabbi Kiva. And as the Gemara will state, Elam Rabbi Yisif, Rabbi He, that our Mishnah is going like the sheet of Rabbi Huda Nasi, as bin Nasib La Libetanoi, Bidias Nasib La Kerbi Shmuel, and Bishvus Nasib La Kerbi Kiva. However, our Gemara continues and states, Ibayis Im Rabbi Shmuel, Ibayis Im Rabbi Kiva, that either I can explain that our entire Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, or I can explain that our entire Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva. And as the Gemara continues, Ibayis Im Rabbi Shmuel, Mehen Lechiv Mehen Leptor, that either I could say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel, and although Rabbi Shmuel holds that one is not chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared when they made a Shavuos Bitoy that was relevant to the past, and they stated Achalti or Lo Yachalti, however, when the Mishnah stated Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, the Mishnah just meant to say that in regard to two types of Shavuos, and for example, the Shavuos Lahaba of She'eichel v'She'lo Yeichel, then if someone is over on those Shavuos, then they'll be chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared and Shein Arba, but there are two other Shavuos that although you won't be chayav a carbon oil v'yared, and for example, if one made a Shavuos L'Sha'avar and he stated either She'achalti or Lo Yachalti, then although he won't be chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared, but certainly he's still over on Isser, and that's why the Mishnah mentions Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba and V'yibayis Ema Rabbi Kiva. And if you want, I could say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva. When the Mishnah states Yidias HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba, and we mention that Rabbi Kiva holds Al Halam Tumu Chayiv Eina Chayiv Al Halam Mikdash, so Eina Chanami, the Mishnah doesn't mean that you'll be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yerin in all these cases, but the Mishnah just means that just like if someone had a Alama B'negei HaTumah and they went into Beis HaMikdash or they ate Hegdish, that they're chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yerin. So even in a case where a person knows that they're Tumah but they forget that this piece of meat is Hegdish, or they forget that this is the Beis HaMikdash, then although they will not be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yerin, but the Maisa they were over on Issa by eating this Hegdish or by coming into the Beis HaMikdash while they were Tumah. And I in the Ba'am Tesis Diva Maschel Mehen L'Chiyav Mehen L'Ptura, and Tesis points out the high Shinuya by Shinuya de Malkas having Matzal Mifrach Misefa de Much de Masnissel in the Chiyav carbon, that from this terrace that the Gemara just brought, as well as the terrace that we will see in Ahmed Bey's, the Gemara really could have asked the same question, and the Gemara could have stated that it's impossible to explain the Mishnah this way, as the sixth line of our Mishnah stated, Hareza Ba'il V'Yared. Therefore, clearly, we see that the Mishnah is speaking about dinim that are relevant to Kabanais, and not just dinim that are relevant to Yisurim. And ultimately, the Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph will ask this question, and Tesis continues, V'intayma Bishleim Kimukulak Rabbi Shmuel, Da'afagad De'in Chayiv El Al Osid, Mikol Mokim Shapit Tadibu Shein Arba, Hoil V'Ka'avad Yisur B'Mezid, as L'mais he was Ivan Issa of the Shvua B'Mezid, and therefore certainly he was Ivan Issa, and it makes sense to state Shtayim Shein Arba, Avol Kimukik Rabbi Kiva, Mai Tonid Le'Klal, Kivin the Shoigig Huvalei Maisi Karbin, that since this person was a Shoigig, as it was done by Halama, and since Lefi Rabbi Kiva, he will not be chayav to bring a carbon oil v'yared. So what is the point of mentioning Shtayim Shein Arba? And Taisa answers V'yishleim Adam Mikol Mokem Chashvlu Shapir Shein Arba Hoil V'Ka'avid Yisur B'Shoigeg, as ultimately he was Oivan Issa B'Shoigeg. And as we mentioned when we learned our Mishnah, when someone does an Issa B'Shoigeg, certainly there's a need for him to have a kapara, as L'maisa it's not an oynes, and the only time we say the concept of oynes Rachman and Patre is only by an oynes. And we continue on Daf Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara is on both of these Tirutzim, that how could you possibly think that our Mishnah is referring to a case of Shtayim Shein Arba with Shtayim Alechiyav and Shtayim Aleptora? The Gemara now is Leptora. How can you say that Shtayim Aleptora Hadumi Dumaris Negoyim Ktani Ma'ahosam Kul Chiyuva that we know that the fourth case of our Mishnah is Maris Negoyim Shnaim Shein Arba, as we know that a Mitzrayah that has a white color that is similar to the Tolda of Se'esu Beheres is certainly going to be Chayav to bring all the Karbonis of Mitzrayah, and it has to go through the entire process of Tahira like a regular Mitzrayah. And just like over there, when the Mishnah mentions Shnaim Shein Arba, it means that it has the same Dinim and the same Chumris, so L'chir, the same should apply when they get all other Dinim of our Mishnah. And Ayin Tap Tesis who points out Hodle Perch Mitzias Shabbos, that why is it that our Gemara did not ask for the third case of a Mishnah where the Mishnah mentioned Yitzias Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba? And certainly in the case of Yitzias Shabbos, there is no difference between any of the cases, and all cases if someone's Eva and is Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeg, they will be Chayev Karban Chatos, and it doesn't make a difference if it was Yitzias or Achnasais. And Tesis explains Mishum the Yitzias Gufayu Lo Yedinim to have Bekul Lechuva Elamid Dumi Demaris to Goyim Lekamam Pirkin, and as we'll see later on Daf Heyam and Aleph. And the Gemara continues, Lo Elam Rabbi Shmuel, that really our entire Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, V'chila Mechayiv Rabbi Shmuel L'Sha'avar Karban Avol Malkas Chivu Mechayiv, that although Rabbi Shmuel stated that if someone makes a Shavuos Bitu L'Sha'avar, that it will not be Chayiv to bring a Karban Eilu V'Yared, that is only in a case where he was a Shoigeg. However, certainly if he did so Basra and he was Mazed, then he will be Chayiv Malkas and Ein Echanami L'Fi Rabbi Shmuel, when a Mishnah mentions the Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba is not referring to someone that was a shoigeg, and it's referring to someone that received that asra and was amazed. And certainly in all four cases, one would be chayiv malchus. And as the Gemara continues, uchid rava, and this is based on the din of rava, the amar rava beferish rib satirish shvuah sheka dumi de shvuah shav mashav l'sha'avar af sheka nami l'sha'avar. And Rashi explains that the Gemara is bothered that how could it be that with fear of Bishmol, that one that is ivan a shvuah bitoy bemazed, that it would be chayiv malchus if we have a cloud that lav shein b'maisa in like and love. And therefore the Gemara explains that this is going like the Shita of Rava. And as the Gemara in the third parak will explain, that based on a limud, Rava learns that there's a gzeiras hakasav, that even if someone is Eivan a Shvuah Shav, which is lav shein b'maisa, they would still receive Malkus. And this is learned from the Pasuk in Pashas Yisrael in the Aseres HaDibris that states, Leisisa Hashem Hashem Lekech al Hashav, Ki lo yinaka Hashem Isa Sheisa Shemoy Lashav, V'yalfinon Hashem Hud lo yinaka Avo Bezdin Malkin Eisai U'meakin Eisai, that Bezdin does give Malkus, even though it's a lav shein b'maisa. The Gemara explains that that makes sense b'negei Shvuah Shav, and as Rashi defines, v'hu nishba l'shanis t'yidua, k'goin ala ishu isha, v'ala evan shu zav, the shav mashma dava she'inu shel klom, moyin, just like we find in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, moyshchei oven b'chevli ha'shav. However, Shvuah Sheker minolon, how do we know that one will receive Malkus, even if they're oiva and they make a Shvuah Sheker? Rashi explains that the definition of a Shvuah Sheker is Shvuah She'inu Nikarim Emesim Lav, and the Gemara explains L'shav L'shav Shnei Pomim, that since the Torah mentions the word L'shav twice, so in L'shvuah Shav T'neu in L'shvuah Sheker, so since we don't need it to teach us anything but the Gei Shvuah Shav, therefore it teaches us that the same din applies to Shvuah Sheker, and one would receive Malkus even though it's a Lav Shein B'maisa. And Rava states that when we marbar a Shvuah Sheker, we're only marbar Shvuah Sheker, that at the time they made the Shvuah, it is clear that it's a Shvuah Sheker, which is similar to the case of Shvuah Shav, and that is referring to a person that makes a Shvuah on something that already occurred in the past. And for example, when he swore that I ate something or I didn't eat something, and as Rashi states, Shemisha Shenishba Yotza Shvuah Mipiv L'Sheker Dumi De Shvuah Shav V'Lahachi Afka Blashin Shav L'Meimer De Shel Shlava Kamari, that we only learned that there's a Chiyuv Malkus for someone that makes a Shvuah that is relevant on something that already occurred and is in the past. However, our Gemara is not satisfied. The Gemara is bothered that how can you say that Lefi Rabbi Shmuel, if someone is Ivan Shvuah's Bitoy B'mezid, then it doesn't make a difference if it was L'Sha'avah or L'Habah, and it'll be Chayim Malkus. But the Gemara continues and explains that that can't be. Bishlema Chalti V'Lei Chalti Kid Rava, that certainly if one makes a Shvuah's Bitoy L'Sha'avah, and he says a Chalti, or he says Le'a Chalti, then if there was Astra and it was B'mezid, then it'll be Chayim Malkus, just like we learned from the Shita of Rava, as although it's a Lav She'im B'maisa, but the Maisa is Exer Sakasa, that'll be Chayim Malkus. And similarly, Shalai Eichel V'Ochel Nami, Lav She'ish B'maisu, and in the case where someone makes a Shvuah L'Habba, and he swears that he will not eat something, and then he eats it, so certainly if he did so B'mezid and with Asra, once again it'll be Chayim Malkus, as it's a Lav She'ish B'maisa. However, the Gemara is, Shalai Eichel V'Lei Ochel Amai, Lav She'im B'maisu, that in a case where someone makes a Shvuah's Bitu, Yitzoi, and he makes a shvua lehaba, and he says, I will eat something, and ultimately he doesn't eat that thing, so why would we chayim malchus if it's a lav she'im b'maisa, and we know there's a general cloud that lav she'im b'maisa in like and love, and if so, how could you explain that when our Mishnah mentions shvua shtayim she'in abba, that's referring to malchus, if lemaisa in that case, one would not be chayim malchus? However, the Gemara answers that in a chenami, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we don't have to come on to the shita of Rava at all, as kasav Rabbi Shmuel, lav she'im b'maisa like and love, and in all cases, even by a lav she'im b'maisa, one would be chayim malchus. Therefore, we could explain that when a Mishnah stated shvua shtayim she'in abba, that's specifically referring to a chiva malchus. However, the Gemara continues that based on this teretz, it would come out that our Mishnah is a stam Mishnah and it's going like the shita Rabbi Shmuel. And since our Mishnah holds lav she'im b'maisa like and love, so we find a stam Mishnah that holds lav she'im b'maisa like and love. And ihachi kashid Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon, and so we are the stira between the words Rabbi Yechon as the Rabbi Yechon halacha kistam Mishnah. As we know, Rabbi Yechon holds that generally it is a klal that halacha follows the stam Mishnah. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon should really paskin that lav she'im b'maisa like and love and the itmar. And we have another member of Rabbi Yechon where he states shvua she'ichel kikazu ayoyim of ayoyim v'lo yochla, that if Ruvin makes a shvua that I'm going to eat a cookie today and the day passes and he doesn't eat it, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish to Amri Tavayo in Leika. And although Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish both agree that Ruvin will not be chayim malchus, however, as to the reason why he would not be chayim malchus, there's machlekes between Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon Amar in Leika mishum to have a lav she'im b'maisa v'chol lav she'im b'maisa in Leika love. And Rabbi Yechon holds that he will not receive malchus because it's lav she'im b'maisa, and what is not chayim malchus for lav she'im b'maisa? Reish Lakish Amar in Leika as a straw suffik he by straw suffik leishma asra. As Rashi states, the Amri Tavayo in Leika, when we come back and we come to time shall dava time the old mar the old mar and mar lastly time the mar and we come on mefarish book tayu, and later on in our mesechta the Gemara will explain the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. But ultimately we see that Rabbi Yechon clearly states that he holds the lav she'im b'maisa in like and love, and l'chira if Rabbi Yechon holds that loch gestam mishnah, so Rabbi Yechon should paskin like our mishnah that lav she'im b'maisa like and love. The Gemara will now continue and try to bring various mishnayos. We will see that there's a stam mishnah that actually holds lav she'im b'maisa in like and love, and therefore Rabbi Yechon holds like that stam mishnah and holds lav she'im b'maisa in like and love. And the Gemara will later on explain that why is it that if we have two different stam mishnayos and we have our stam mishnah that holds lav she'im b'maisa like and love, and we have another stam mishnah that holds lav she'im b'maisa in like and love, so why is it that Rabbi Yechon holds like that stam mishnah and doesn't paskin like our stam mishnah, and why is it that Rabbi Yechon doesn't paskin lav she'im b'maisa like and love? Now Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon stam achrina eshkach, that Rabbi Yechon found another stam mishnah and that stam mishnah holds lav she'im b'maisa in like and love. And the Gemara is, hey stamma, which stam mishnah are we referring to? As ilayim ha'hay stamma, as if it's referring to the following stam mishnah, the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtes Makos and also in Mesechtes Pesachim, that if someone breaks a bone of a Karm Pesach that is tar, then he's chayim malchus based on a pasuk of etzem loisish b'rubai. However, the Mishnah states avla meisir b'tar, but if someone leaves over from a Karm Pesach that is tar and it causes it to become neisa, or v'ashev b'tamei, if someone breaks the bone of a Karm Pesach that is tamei inu leikas abayim, and the Gemara explains bishleim ashev b'tamei, that it makes sense why if someone breaks a bone of a Karm Pesach that is tamei, they will not be chay malchus dechsev, as the gzeir sakasa that states the etzem loisish b'rubai. And we learn now because of leib pasul that it only applies to the bones of a Karm Pesach that is kasha, but not to a Karm Pesach that is pasul, and you will not be chay malchus. Aval moisa b'tar my taima, but lachir if someone leaves over noisa, so he is over on a lav of leisishim menad baker, and why would he not be chay malchus? And therefore the Gemara explains lav mishum to have a lav shein b'maisa v'chol lav shein b'maisa in like love, that it must be that since when someone is Ivan the Issa of Nisa, he did not do any Maisa, so it's a lav shein b'maisa and ain't like in love. Therefore, when Rabbi Yechon paskins lav shein b'maisa in like in love, is because he's paskin like the stam Mishnah Mesechtes Makos that lav shein b'maisa in like in love. However, the Gemara continues that that's not necessarily a raya, as we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda as to the reason why someone doesn't receive malchus for the Issa of Nisa. And as the Gemara continues, reminds Rabbi Yaakov he the amal lav shein b'maisa in like in love. And how do you know that that stam Mishnah, Mesechtes Makos, and the Mesechtes Pesachim is going like the Shita Rabbi Yaakov, who holds that the reason why one does not receive Malkus when they leave over Noisa is because of Lav Shein B'Maisa, and Lav Shein B'Maisa in Leikin Love, but Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, he umishum debar kasal litin ase achalis ase. Maybe that stam mishnah is going like the shita Rabbi Huda, who actually holds lav shein b'maisin leikin love, and even so, one does not receive malchus for leaving over noisa, as the issa of noisa is a lav hanitik lase, and as the pasuk states, v'leisasim menu ad beikar v'noisim menu ad beikar be'ish yisreifu, and as we previously explained, the mesechtes makos that the Torah gives you an ase to fix up the lav, and therefore you will not be chayav malchus. And as Rashi brings at the bottom of Amid, im toisa v'vata lav be'ish yisreifenu nitkwa kosa ba'sei zeh ma'inshel shinshal lav and leimer zeh onshoy v'tekanos evurase she'yisreifenu. And as the Gemara continues, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, halav ha'chi loki, but if noisa would not be a lav anitkla sei, then you would receive malchus, even though it's a lav she'im b'maisa, as Rabbi Yehuda holds lav she'im b'maisa leikin lav. Therefore, how could you say that Rabbi Yechanan is passing lav she'im b'maisa in leikin lav based on the Mishnah Masechtas Makos, if it's possible that not only is our Mishnah going like the Manda Omar, that lav she'im b'maisa leikin lav, but the Mishnah Masechtas Makos is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds lav she'im b'maisa leikin lav. The Gemara continues to bring the machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, that the Pasuk and Pasha's boy states, Leisisim menu ad beika, v'anoisim menu ad beika, be'ish yisreifu. The Brisa brings down the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, bar kosel lit nase achalisa say, loy mashein lekin lov, div Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yaakov ima, loy min Hashem uzeh, that the reason why one is not chayiv malchus is not necessarily because it's a lav anit lase, el mishum to have a lav shein b'maisa, v'lav shein b'maisa in lekin lov, and the reason is because noisa is a lav shein b'maisa, and there's a cloud that lav shein b'maisa in lekin lov. Because of this question, we can't say that this is a stam mishnah that Rabbi Yechon is relying on in order to paskin the lav shein b'maisa in lekin lov, and the Gemara will continue and try to bring another stam mishnah in order to show why Rabbi Yechon paskins lav shein b'maisa in lekin lov. And before we finish, let us point out that Tosfos is bothered. How can we say that a mishnah states shvuah shtayim shein arba that it refers to malchus, but if the chi of malchus is because we hold lav shein b'maisa lekin lov, why would the mishnah refer to this as shtayim shein arba if lemaisa the chi of malchus in all cases is based on the same reason as lemaisa he was ivan issa deraisa and he's chayiv malchus because we hold lav shein b'maisa lekin lov? And Tosfos explains v'nira da afagav v'linyan malchus kulu shavin mikol mokum shayich shapel misne b'hu shtayim shein arba mishum de b'shtayim karben nami isbehu afagav d'mastisin loy ayri el b'malchus ayin sham. Keep in mind that when we learn to Gemara, we are Rava stated beferish rib satirish shvua sheka dumi de shvua shav, and Rashi explains that this is learned based on the pasuk of l'shav, as it states the word l'shav two times, and Tosfos is bothered by Rashi's pshat, and therefore Tosfos brings the pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel that bedibros rishonis that in pashas rishrei the pasuk states l'san of re'echa eid shaka. Meanwhile, bedibros achrenis ksiv l'san of re'echa eid shav, and pashas veschanan when the Torah repeats aseres hadibros, the Torah states l'san of re'echa eid shav. And therefore we see that there's no chil between the chiyav for shvur sheker or shvur shav ayin sham. And also keep in mind that when we saw the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, so Rashi stated that Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon argue with each other and neither one agrees with the other one's opinion. Therefore it would seem that Rish Lakish holds that the only reason that one is potter is because it's asura safik, but it would seem that Rish Lakish would hold the lav she'im b'maisa loikin l'lav and ayin and bottom tesis that discusses this point. And since in Rashi, 10 lines before the wide lines of Rashi mentions this point, therefore we will also mention this point, but not in detail, as Rashi points out that some agree is a bit different on our Gemara and ask a question on Rabbi Shmuel from the Gemara in Masechtas Makos, and Rashi points out that this is not a question at all, and this is not a proper gersa, as it must have been a Talmud Toya. As Rashi in the first of the wide lines states, V'kashle lo'isa Talmud dehavele l'shnei hasam, that the Gemara in Masechtas Makos, the Gemara should have answered However, Rashi points out that since we will see in the Maskanas HaGemara and Daftalam and Aleph that our Gemara doesn't stay with this Teretz, even according to our Gemara, we will ultimately come out that even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that Lav She'im B'Maisa in Lekin Lav Ayin in Rashi. And finally, our Gemara wanted to answer that our entire Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, V'chiloi M'chayiv Rabbi Shmuel L'sha'ovar Karbin Avon Malkas Chiruvim M'chayiv. And the second taste of the Amid, Tosfos points out that Lakamon Mefarish Amaylo Makminalo Nami Rabbi Kiva, that why couldn't the Gemara give a similar teretz according to Rabbi Kiva, and we could have stated that our entire mission is going like Rabbi Kiva, and although Rabbi Kiva holds that one is not chayiv al halam mikdash v'kadoshav, and you're not chayiv a carbon or iluv yared, however, we could have explained that our mission is going like Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah is referring to a Chiyuv Malkus, and it's referring to someone that had Asra and was Oiva on the Issa of Tumas Mikdash for Kedusha B'Mezid, as the Gemara will discuss on Daf Dalam and Aleph, and we will stop over here.